Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my KC.
Now, every time we have different topics or subjects, it's normally based off of something I have witnessed, seen, or observed, and was able to see a pattern of some sort and dissect it for others to grow from it. Now, recently, I've developed spiritual human behavior, and that is a new area of psychology that's developed and grown to be able to help people to understand themselves on a more spiritual level and better discovering or helping people to discover what they've healed or haven't healed from in their life experience and how that affects their spiritual human behavior. Now, today's topic is going different. Today I was just sitting back and I was thinking about some things, and I have seen and heard of and observed a lot of people dying, and this today's topic is not necessarily about death itself, but I want to talk about if there are any type of warning signs or any type of anything that plays that Grim Reaper effect, any warnings that we can perceive from a person before they shifting around their atmosphere so that we can attend to them differently, maybe pray for them more, hope to, you know, like put that energy in sending positive vibes to that person per se, but also to observe it for ourselves so that if we're ever in a situation where we feel bad or we or some
interrupts the peace of our souls, then we stop for a minute, think about it, assess what's going on, know if it's a real trigger or if it's just playing on previous triggers and there is no threat present at this time. Now, this sounds like a bit much, but it's really not. So for many, many years, I have had a really weird relationship with people that transition from life to death and people that have children since both. And I say since because I don't know a way. And it'd be something that I've dreamed about or something that came to me that something might go on or happen or just a weird energy that I can feel. But it's also, and when people give a birth to children, it's really weird to me. But at this point, I'm pretty much used to it. So, one second. So even though I'm pretty used to it now, one of the things that I noticed recently, as in social media, is that if you go back maybe days, weeks, or however long leading up to a person's transition, sometimes it looks and appears as though they have been feeling something was off. They talk about it, speak on it, and they just give a vibe that if you go back and look at after the transition, it was like, man, did they know something was going on? Did they feel something? Like, you know, and to me, I won't say that it's weird because it's not. Because since, man, as long as I can remember, maybe middle school, I've always had this awareness and always wanted to know if other people were aware, because I've always felt as though when something bad happens, there's something within a person that say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't. Or like it not, see, but this is where not like something. And energy feeling around, it's just a lot to me. You know, like I have so many questions, yet I want to help. Like, I think I was doing everything before we get here. Kind of sentimental to what the Bible says, you know, before we were formed in our mother's belly, God knew us. He was the author and the ever do here on this earth. So that means that there are really no mistakes if he knew your life from the beginning to the end. Now, it could be here and there based on a decision or a choice that you make that could open you up to a different type of narrative than was planned, and that's the free will portion. But my thought process is along the lines of, if we're already planned to be here and we were set for this particular time on Earth, then is it possible that we know before we get ready to pass or transition that that is the time that we are at? Like, you know, it's so, it's going to be pretty, you know, different to describe, because in some ways it's like our lives mimic video games in a sense. Now, the thing about a video game is you cannot turn it off. You could turn it off and then, you know, come back to it at any time. You could not play it for months and the people still going to be there. And life kind of, you know, symbolically is the same. whether we are going through life and getting our coins, or we're going through life and accomplishing little missions here and there, and, you know, we may get hurt, we may get scratched, we may get banged up along the way, but until we die and transition, it's not final, you know, like, but we get resets. We gain more energy. We get more lifelines. Like, if you ever think about a video game where you can get hearts to get your energy back, or if you got to, you know, rest for a second to get your momentum back up in a boxing match. Like, think about that. It's really symbolic to life. And I know it probably sounds really crazy or weird, but I am not saying that our life is a video game. We don't control everything. We control within the parameters of the choices that we have made readily available. So if we were already written into stone, written into this time period, then if death is a part of life, then maybe there are already preconceived days past, and maybe that's why when if you look back, as you did it this morning, this awakening, a gentleman from maybe Florida, I believe he's from Florida. I'm not for sure what happened to him. I just seen somebody rest in peace him, and I went and I looked at his videos, and it was so, I don't want to say cryptic, because it's not him, it's the manner in like days before he was singing a song about dying before he turned 23, and I'm not sure if it was his song or if it was somebody else's song, but all leading up to the last few posts that he made was very like that. I mean, and it reminds me of like when Biggie passed away and he was speaking life after death already, and Tupac passed away and he was speaking life after death. And how many other people do we know that talks about dying and then end up dying versus talking about living and ending up living longer? Now, the theory that I have for this, or what I've been thinking about and what I wanted to share, is that I think that it's baffling to go to a person's page that dies and be able to look and see, like, if it was a cloud looming around them. So it makes me wonder if there is a grim reaper, and not necessarily in a bad way, but if there's something that comes and tells you, okay, you signed up for this to be your time to go, and now these things can happen around you to let you know, or if you can, like, are you able to turn that time around? Like, if the Grim Reaper come and then you pray to God, you know, like, can God reinstate more time? Like, when I think about life, it automatically makes me think about death, because death is a guaranteed part of life that we cannot get around, that we will never be able to avoid. Like, we may be able to avoid a lot of things in life, but death is a part of life. You cannot live without dying in this physical world. And to be able to connect on a deeper level, because we are all souls, even though we have manifested in this realm of living in these physical bodies, there are still souls within us. And I believe in life after death. I believe in angels. I believe in people coming into coming around and to me, that's that person's, they're encountering that person's spirit and their soul energy at that time. And during that time, would suggest people to try to happy that make you laugh, ones that make you reminiscent, and memories are the best ones. Not that you're going to diminish the memories. Whoever you are. And I'm saying that because I don't want anyone to blame someone else ever for where they are in their life. And unfair to anyone else that would try to take that blame. Because you're able to situation, and you got to be willing to do whatever it takes for that. But in this particular show, I really wanted to just briefly talk to anybody who noticed that, and I am really curious to see if this is something that can be noted, like in this that, you know, we could take note and be like, oh, it's kind of information where we can see that something was going on that may not have seemed to be much of anything consciously if you were not in that moment and not in that time. So, but when you begin to experience life on a more soul level, then you begin to look at people's actions, reactions, and everything that they do, and understand them more as a person, and understand what their soul is saying as it comes to everything about them. Like, no, you cannot judge a person based on Instagram posts or Facebook posts or social media totally, but you can get a very good understanding of that person's vibe, the person's mentality and mindset. Sometimes, even if without them telling your business, depending on what they're going on in them, it's of the mindset of it. You can't speak on even through. And when you be through, you're able to help with others. So, I'm not sure at this moment if we are speaking life into us every day, because if we are and it's very, 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 very extremely important that we make that a priority in our lives and our living. Because the last thing that we want to do is create an environment where we are speaking bad things and then we don't understand why things are happening, and it's because we spoke it. We placed ourselves in that situation. So there are two narratives that I'm speaking of here. The first narrative is that our life and death are written from the time of birth, and there's only so much we can do. You can get totally off the life path and plan it. You were set to live if you get distracted by the right or wrong things, and you can vary from that. But largely, mostly, there is very little that you can do to be, you know, moved away from what you were created on this earth to do. Now, the truth of the matter is, no matter how you were created to do whatever you're created to do, you know, it's either going to come at you in a good way a bad way or in a way that is just, you know, a coping mechanism. Now, all of these things are always bad. Some of these things could be good. However, the fulfillment of who you are as little birth than who you are as a person. And the only thing that can stop or deter that is your willingness to get more acquainted with yourself. So on the one end, this whole show topic today was about what type of signs we get before. The same way you get signs in you have to monitor people when they're talking sad and they sound like they may be having a mental or suicidal. You have to, and as they say, in regards to speak death or speaking life over this, because it makes sense that we have more ability to speak what is created in our world, then the more that we speak of positive things, the more that we speak uplifting, we change. And sometimes, for one verse, they were asking a question as far as, because God, even if they didn't, you know, do the traditional thing, and it was questioning because the person wanting to. You write that in some way, but then it also leads back to if the person could feel the energy of what was coming his way. Because in my mind and in my heart, it's just something that's telling me that it's something that gives us warning about what's coming towards us, what's for us, and everything else. Feeling when something bad is going on, you get a good feeling when something good is going on. Now, you have anxiety and not be able to differentiate the feeling at the moment, but if you give yourself time and you take a step back and take it all in, then what you are experiencing will be revealed within itself. So the question, what are you speaking over yourself? And about dying is going to cause you to die, but I definitely want you to write about dying if you don't. Because whatever you speak the most, whatever you even joke around with, it's likely to happen if you focus in on it. If you are just saying stuff and doing nothing, and you know, but not manifest in the way that you want it, but it's going to manifest in the way that you speak it. So even if there are or aren't signs, whether we can feel the energy or not, whether if there is a death angel or not, the goal should be now to speak life so that we don't have to wonder if we spoke this over ourselves, if our actions brought this to our lives, or if our words, and unconsciously maybe even, this was just our time. It's so interesting, to be completely honest, because life does not happen literally without death. So if God knew us before we got here, if that's the case, then what exactly were we supposed to be doing? Like, there is no room for a mistake. There is no room, because then nobody knows what you are supposed to be doing. These are the things that are set for your life. And the same way that you were set to be birthed is the same way that, you know, you will set to transition. And I want conscious of who we are at our soul levels and deeply within that, and then connect to other people based on that spiritual level so that we can help those around us that are encountering those transitional or other things that will later be like, man, like, was that something that was sensed? When somebody gets into a car accident, I mean, it never fails me, because sometimes I should go that way, or ooh, man, I gotta go, and I'd be trying to force myself to go, and something happened when I should have just chilled out, you know, kept doing whatever it is that I was doing. And that taught me how to chill out, because I was as we get ready to transition, may we all settle all of the things that we need to settle with people. I pray to live to 100 and however long that I could be living and kicking and breathing. I would be 100, you know, good living, and I can still make sense of life. You know, like, I don't want to be miserable. And nobody cares. Like, I do want to live long. I pray to God that we all live long enough to experience life to its fullest. I pray that our children live long and that we are earth to do. I pray that we are purpose and that we feel this purpose, everything we did it within our generation, no matter what generation you're in, to ever walk the face of this planet, and we will live out our ancestors' wildest dreams.
We are kings, we are gods. So how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this lifetime. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Lesson advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.